This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 386 and three quarters, up 4 3/4. July corn, 394 and a half, up 4 1/2. September corn, 401 and three quarters, up 4. May soybeans, 986, down 3 3/4. July soybeans, 991 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. August soybeans, 991, down 3. May wheat, 536 and a quarter, up 7 3/4. July wheat, 535 and 3/4, up 6 1/4. September wheat, 544 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Thursday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 to 5 cents at 361 to 384, while soybean bids were down 4 at 956 to 980. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 5 to 6 at 357 to 383, while soybean bids were down 3 to 4 cents at 966 to 986. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 cents higher at 371 to 387. Soybean bids were down 4 to 5 cents at 969 to 991. And wheat bids mostly 7 to 9 higher at 436 to 505. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed at 996 to 1003, with basis steady to 7 cents stronger, ranging from 10 to 17 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $332.30 to $355.30 per ton. That's down $4.60, with basis unchanged ranging from 5 to 28 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 to 9 cents higher at 384 to 399, with basis up 1 to 4 cents at 3 under to 12 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 cents higher at 381 to 386, basis steady at 6 under to 1 under the May. Soybeans down 5 to 6 cents on Thursday at 986 to 993, with basis 1 to 2 cents lower, range from option to 7 over the May. And new crop wheat prices up 2 to 6 cents on Thursday at 518 to 526, with basis steady to 4 cents lower at 18 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 5 higher at 402 to 404. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents with quotations at 10.11 to 10.13. Soft red winter wheat up 7 at 5.36 to 5.44. And Milo ended the day 1 to 3 higher at 4.47 to 4.48. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 366 to 381. New crop soybean bids range from 921 to 939. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 366 to 381. New crop soybean bids at 936 to 954. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 385. New crop soybean bids at 922 to 948. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 497 up to 524. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 163.02, up $1.22. June live cattle, 153.37, up $1.15. August live cattle, 149.82, up 65 cents. April feeder cattle, 220.37, up $1.75. May feeder cattle, 217.45, up 80 cents. August feeder cattle, 218.55, up 62 cents. April lean hogs, 63.17, up 27 cents. May lean hogs, 68.35, down 85 cents. June lean hogs, 75.70, down 55 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 2nd's morning afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.26 higher in the range of $50 to $58 with the weighted average carcass price of $57.12. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 30 to 35, 4 to 5 weights 33 to 38, 5 to 6 weights 35 to 40, and 6 weights and up 37 to 44. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $32 to $39. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,547 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 236 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160-150 to 167-25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 145 to 151. And choice slaughter heifers were 160-175 to 165. On to slaughter cows, average dressing premium. Cows were bringing 134.50 to 135. Breakers were 105 to 114 with some high dressing at 224. Boners were 102 to 109 and high dressing 111 to 118. Leans were 87 to 97. Now moving on to Reels Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle sale. Receipts of 583 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large, ones and twos. Four weights were $285 to $3. Five weights were $265 to $283. Six weights were $225 to $244.50. Feeder steers, large ones and twos. Four weights were $267 to $286. Five weights, $270 to $276. And six weights were 227 to 235. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos. Five weights were 220 to 245. Six weights were 210 to 232. Feeder heifers, large twos. Three weights were running 302.50 or 291 to 302.50. Four weights were 251 to 290. Five weights were 241 to 249. And six weights were 230 to 239. Now moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction. They have choice slaughter steers bringing 160 to 165.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 150 to 155. And choice slaughter heifers 159.50 to 170. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 164.50 to 166, and on a dress basis, 262. Heifers on a live basis traded at 165 to 165.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 320 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $64.44, and that was 46 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $255.94, that was 52 cents higher. Select carcasses, $250.46, that was 25 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 103,000. That compared to 108,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 434,000. That compared to 432,000 last week and 407,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The National Pork Board is seeking applications for the Pig Farmer of the Year SM Award from now until May 17th. The award honors the U.S. pork producer who best excels at raising pigs using the We Care SM ethical principles and want to share how he or she does that with the public. NPB Science Communications Director Miles King says the ideal candidate will have a focus on environmental sustainability as well as animal welfare, production efficiency, the adoption of best practices, and a commitment to continuous improvement. Third-party judges will help determine the finalist, and the public will have the chance to vote on the winner through social media outlets later this year. Any pig farmer can register online at americaspigfarmer.com. The March 31st USDA reports resolved some questions about the corn market, but left a couple of items hanging. Todd Gleason has more on how the April 9th supply and demand tables will give the report some true balance.
Well, most traders saw last week's USDA reports as a bad sign for the price of corn. The acreage figure was on the high end of the trade expectations, and the grain stocks number appears to show a slower than estimated pace of consumption. University of Illinois Ag economist Darrell Good has a different take.
Taken at face value, the corn stocks number implies less feed and residual use of corn during the second quarter and certainly the first half of the marketing year than what the trade was looking for. That total feed and residual use is about 69% of the USDA's projection for the year of 5.3 million. In the last 4 years, first half feed use has been 74%. So if the market assumes that what we've seen so far is in fact 74% of the total, then the $5.3 billion is probably not reachable.
However, Darrell Good goes on, if you look at the history prior to the past 4 years, which he considers anomalous, first half feed usage averaged something like 65 to 68%, not 74%.
And if in fact we're on that path this year, then 5.3 billion bushels is still very reachable. In fact, we might even do a bit more than 5.3, given the expansion in livestock numbers that we're seeing right now. Broiler numbers up 3 to 4%. The spring pig crop, winter pig crop up 7% from last year. So core feed demand should be very, very robust the last half of the marketing year.
Clearly, says the Illinois Ag Economist, the market did not interpret USDA's grain stocks report in this fashion. It, he says, likely expects the April 9 WASD estimates to show a lower feed usage number and consequently an increase in the year-ending stocks for corn.
Personally, I wouldn't be surprised that the WASD number is a bit lower in the April report. Maybe they'll come down 100 million bushels on their projection of feed and residual use and put all of that into the projected year-ending stocks number. So I think that's the way the market is leaning. And we really, unfortunately, won't get another real read on that until we get the June stocks report 3 months from now.
But between now and then, the trade will mostly forget about old crop corn feed usage as it concentrates more energy on divining how the 2015 corn harvest will affect the price of corn. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.